Blog Talk Radio.
Killing us one by one. In one way or another, America will find a way to eliminate the problem one by one. The problem is the troublesome black youth of the ghetto. And one by one, we are being wiped off the face of this earth at an extremely alarming rate. And even more alarming is the fact that we are not fighting back. Brothers, sisters, niggas. When I say nigga, it is not the nigga that we've grown to fear. It is not the nigga that we say as if it has no meaning, but to me, it means never ignorant, getting goals accomplished, nigga. Niggas, what are we going to do? Walk blind into a lie? Or fight? Fight and die if we must. Die. Like niggas. This is for the masses, the lower classes. Ones you left out, jobs were given better living, but we were capped out. Made to feel inferior, but we're superior. Break the chains on our brains that made us fear. Pledge allegiance to a flag that neglects us. Honor a man that refused to respect us. Emancipation proclamation, please. Lincoln just said that to save the nation. These are lies that we all accepted. Say no to drugs, but the government kept it. Running through our community, killing the unity. The war on drugs is a war on you and me. And yet, they say this is the home of the free. You ask me, it's all about hypocrisy. The Constitution, no, it don't apply to me. And Lady Liberty, super bitch, lie to me. It made me strong, I know it's gonna like what I'm pumping, but it's wrong. To keep someone from learning something, so get up. It's time to start nation building, I'm fed up. We gotta start teaching children that they can be all that they want to be. It's much more to life than just poverty. This is definitely, words of wisdom. America, 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 America. I charge you with the crime of rape, murder, and assault for suppressing and punishing my people. I charge you with robbery for robbing me of my history. I charge you with false imprisonment for keeping me trapped in the project. And the jury finds you guilty on all accounts. And you are to serve the consequences for your evil schemes. Prosecutor, do you have any more evidence? Words of wisdom, based upon the strength of a nation. Conquer the enemy armed with education. Protect yourself, reach for what you wanna do. Know thyself, teach by what we've been through. Armed with the knowledge of the place we've been. No one will ever oppress this race again. No Malcolm X in my history text, why's that? Cause he tried to educate and liberate all blacks. Why is Martin Luther King in my book each week? He told blacks that they get smacked, turned the other cheek. I don't get it, so many questions run through my mind. I get sweaty, they act like I sequestered the crime. But forget it, cause one day I'ma prove the rhyme. Let every brother have to smother on the welfare line. The American dream, though it seems like it's attainable, they're pulling your sleeve. Don't believe, cause it'll strangle ya. Pulling the life from your brain, I can't explain. Making sense you can't attain from what you came. You sweat to the mother that you're living. Inequality, forgetting your brothers that's living. Irreparability, though they had us beaten when they took out kids. But the battle ain't over till the black man sings words of wisdom. The battle ain't over till the black man sings words of wisdom. Nightmare, that's what I am. America's nightmare. I am what you made me. The hate and the evil that you gave me. I shine as a reminder of what you've done to my people for 400 plus years. You should be scared. You should be running. You should be trying to silence me. Huh? But you cannot escape fate. For it is my turn to come. Just as you rose, you will fall. By my hand. America. You reap what you sow. Tupacalypse. America's nightmare. Ice Cube and the lynch mob. America's nightmare. Above the law. America's nightmare. Paris. America's nightmare. Public enemy. America's nightmare. KRS-One, America's Nightmare. New African Head, America's Nightmare. Tulu Shakur, America's Nightmare. Geronimo Pratt, America's Nightmare. Sada Shakur, America's Nightmare.
What's going down? What's going down? What's going down?
Welcome to the Southern Roots Radio, live and direct. We are hosting the show once again at the Jan Moran Library here in Collier City. And want to give a shout out to them. And as always, they always been kind to us because of the things that we like to come with and bring to the table when it comes to education. Today, before I get to the day, I got a master builder with me, and I am your host, Dolomite, a.k.a. Dolphin, Big Brother, Look Brother. King, how your day been going this week?
Well, unfortunately, you know, some sad events, you know, thousands of people this week and stuff. But on a little bit lighter side, you know, doing pretty well. Knowledge is everything, but the more I gain, the more I feel more respectful. But other than that, I'm great. Viewers, I hope everybody's doing well. Hope everybody has a blessed African Queen Mother's Day. Big up to all the African Queens out there. And as the Big Brother Little Brother Dope told y'all, you know, I got some good stuff coming ahead. So how was your week, my brother?
A little chaotic. You know me, once I find something new, I'm going to break into a whole new dimension. I've ran across a couple of new things, as well as come next week, we're going to be getting into the Greek letters and the purpose of things that they use other than the alphabet that you know of. We're going to save that for a later show. Today, though, I wanted to get into a topic that's tied to the retake on slavery in America, okay? Now, throughout our whole entire existence of knowing slavery, we know it's not a acceptable thing. We know it's all brutal and cruelty. Prime example, here's a brother here hanging, and he got a chain on his neck. You see? A chain on his neck. Now, I'm showing you, we're going to go through some pictures to show the brutality and to show who the witnesses were of the brutality. Okay? We understand, you know, people got hung and they did their dirt against certain people. Now, why would they do that? Well, we found out that purpose. And now, mind you, take notice of this little girl right here. Take notice of the little girl viewing this, okay? Take notice of that.
And she's a little Caucasian as well.
Yeah, and you see, like, that's norm to her. It's like she's seen it before. You see? So, but...
And she's a child.
Now,
that's a child.
Now, mind you, here is another picture of a brother being hung, but who you see up in the forefront? Children. 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 The question you have to ask yourself, why would they involve their children? Not only that, but why would they involve their women? Their women.
And if you see the expressions on their face, to be honest with you, for most of them, they seem like, you know, they done been there a while, so they know what it is. But for some of the other ones, especially this woman here, you know, she just looked like she just caught in the picture, like, you know, but she don't.
Either way, her man smiling.
Yeah, but she's not. She's like, you know, like, I mean, you know, it just the way she looks makes me feel like she don't even see this.
No. Probably, maybe not, perhaps not.
Yeah.
But knowing the things that was going on at the time that we didn't know yet, and I mean yet, but we started to understand it when some of these things started to come out. I mean, who would want to sit here and hang a sister like this? As you can see, she was married. She had a ring on. But they hung her. I want to go into one of a backstory right there. And doing so, I want to go ahead and bring up an incident, and it's a short little montage, an incident that happened, and it's called Jasper County in Texas.
Thank you. if I made it right there. Then they went back to the jail under where they hung fine, and they took the clothes out of the souvenirs. So they had to use those for the time to cover them up. And then they dug him out there and hung him alongside the edge. And then they came back to get me.
Death for Texas, 1998. The Beefield murder of a 46-year-old black man, James Byrd, forced the American public to open its eyes to decades of hidden violence. Three members of the Ku Klux Klan dragged James Byrd from a car until his body was torn apart. For the first time in U.S. history, white men received the death penalty.
And the first time for the state parade in East Texas and also in death. There were a number of things similar to this where they drug blacks behind a lot of forwards and vehicles behind and then hung them behind up to a tree. And this dragging thing is similar to the kinds of racial crimes you saw in 1910-20.
Best thing, blood on the floor, and blood at the black bodies swinging in the southern breeze. From the poplar tree.
This is an old jail building. It's still standing.
70 years ago, August 6, 1930, the police stormed his family's house in Marion, Indiana. James was accused of murder and rape of a young white couple.
That house was just shaking right there like a storm did when they knocked on the door. And my mother got out, opened the door. She said, what is it? She said, what's the matter? And they said, does James Cameron live here? And she said, yeah, he's my only son. I said, what's the matter? He's in some kind of trouble. And they wouldn't tell us. And she began to cry like a baby. And one of the police said, did you tell your mother what your little boy did tonight? I said, we haven't done anything. He said, the hell you haven't. He said, you went out here and you raped a white woman and you shot a white man. I said, I don't know anything about it. And I can see my mother standing there now in the doorway, silhouetted by the old kerosene lamp that we had in the house. We didn't have electricity. And she's standing there, wringing her hands and crying like a baby. And she's asking the priest to take the earth. I said, a minute, but not mine.
The mob was waiting, ready to take the law into its own hands, described in Leon Littlock's essay, Hellhound.
For making such a threat, a mob of several hundred men and women determined to teach her a lesson. After tying her ankles together, they hung her from a tree head downward. Dousing her clothes with gasoline, they burned it from her body. While she was still alive, someone used a knife, ordinarily reserved for splitting hogs, to cut open the woman's abdomen. The infant fell from her womb to the ground and cried briefly. Whereupon a member of this Valdosta, Georgia mob crushed the baby's head beneath his heel. Hundreds of bullets were then fired in Mary Turner's body, completing the work of the mob. The Associated Press, in its notice of the affair, observed that Mary Turner had made unwise remarks about the execution of the Muslims, and people in their indignant mood took exception to her remarks as well as her attitude.
Postcards depicting the lynchings were popular among the white middle class of the South.
White middle class.
All okay, and we'd like to get a post from you. Phil, this was some raw bunch. Well, John, this is a token of a great day we had in Dallas. March 3rd, a Negro was hung for an assault on a 3-year-old girl. I saw this focus on my noon hour. I was very much in the bunch. You can see the Negro hanging on a telephone call. This is the barbecue we had last night. My picture is to the left with a cross over it. Your son, Joe.
The mob was waiting to take Cameron outside the police station while he was degraded and humiliated by the police.
After about an hour, he handed me a piece of paper and he told me to sign. Well, my mother had always told us children before you sign anything, always read it. And I picked the paper up to look at it, and one of those cops hit me on the back of the head like a wrecking ball going up against the building. I saw all kinds of stars, like the July the 4th was celebrating in the top of my head.
Mm.
And I fell down on the floor, and when I knew anything, they were stomping and kicking me like I was some kind of snake. And they grabbed me and slammed me back in the chair, and they said, the sheriff said, sign it, not read it. So with trembling hand, I signed it. I didn't know what I was signing. But it was a confession stand that one of my buddies had raped the girl and the other one had shot the man. And I didn't know anything about it, see?
Cameron was only one of thousands of victims of the police bomb. The most of them turned a blind eye to the These stories never appeared in the history book. It was only after recent publication, exhibitions, and the Jasper lynching in 1998 that the American public seems to be ready to face this disgraceful past. The lawless brutality that went on during the latter part of the 19th century continued unabated into the early 20th century, and finally declining before World War II.
People in trying to make a better life for their children decided that that meant not to talk about those parts of the past that were painful, and so you've got generations of young people who have no knowledge of just what the struggle has been. Some of those same young people who talk about getting over it, you've got to get over this, when they don't really even know what
it is.
There was pain involved. There was a sense of shame involved. There was a sense of needing to not think about it, to go on. But we're just coming to realize that part of who we are and a part of knowing who we are comes from knowing our things, comes from not being married and not allowing America to be married.
After the scene of the yellow sun, the bulging eyes and the twisted mouth, scent of magnolia, sweet and sweet. Then the sudden smell of burning flesh.
The sadism that characterized these centuries knew no bounds. A simple killing was not enough.
The execution became public banner, a participatory ritual of torture and death, a voyeuristic spectacle prolonged as long as possible for the benefit of the crowd. Newspapers on a number of occasions announced in advance the time and place of a lynching. Special excursion trains transported spectators to the scene. Employers sometimes released their workers to attend. Parents sent notes to school asking teachers to excuse their children for the event. Returning for one such an occasion, the 9-year-old white youth remained unsatisfied. "I have seen a man hanged," he told his mother. "Now I wish I could see one burned."
Hmm.
I think terrorism is we can scientifically discuss, but it's the same thing. It didn't really come to destroy the ego of life, and as well as to destroy them physically. So the rest, those who remain, was to destroy. I remember when I was young, small, my mother came when she was young. I mean, she was like 18. But she still had that feeling that there were so many things. It was that hangover thought that you she could have passed it on to me, and that I could have passed it on to my child. And it has happened in many cases. So that it's not something that was sitting in mind. Just because the act is not going on as much as it was, and I dare say I think we are still a bit in the throes of it, the effect is long time.
Cameron will never forget that summer night in 1930. When the mob was on its way to the Marion police station to see its brand of justice done. His friends Abe and Tom quickly met with their misfortune. James still keeps this picture of the lynching.
When the mob broke into jail, they got Tommy out for us down here. They didn't take him up to courthouse, they're just a half block away and hang him on the tree. They had beat him to death, and then they drug him around here on the other side of the jail to come in right there. Then they went back to the jail under where they hung Tommy, and they took the clothes off of the souvenirs. So they had to use a little bit of the crime to cover him up. And then they drug him up there and hung him alongside of him, see? And then they came back to get me. We want Cameron, we want Cameron, we want Cameron. And I thought I was dead. Dude, and ice was packed all around me. I just felt Cameron cold, and I moved about like a man in a slow motion picture, you know, just sluggish. They came back up into the jail. They opened the jail. They said, Cameron's in there. I said, if we don't get him, we're going to make every goddamn one of you. And when he said that, half of those blacks in there, not all of them, half of them, fell down on the hands and knees and started crawling around like train animals. And they were crying and saying, Mr. White folks, please don't hang us. We ain't nothing but a bunch of poor niggas in here for train ride. That boy and then the honest thing. And then they were saying, Lord, have mercy. This goes on for about 5 minutes.
Outside the jail, an excited, bloodthirsty mob waited for the cruel event to speed. They were ready and willing to lynch the innocent 16-year-old James Cameron.
And they closed in on me and they started beating me. They beat me and myself right down to the first floor and out into the street. And the uniformed policeman was helping the monitor cameras clear the path from the jail up to the courthouse square just a half a block away so they could hang me between Tommy and Abe, see? And we get up to the tree, and they put the rope around my neck, and they throw the end of the rope over the tree to get rid of the crawling up. I said, Lord, have mercy and forgive me my sin. And then a voice from heaven came out, and that voice said, take this boy back. He had nothing to do with any killing or raping. And then all of a sudden, everything got deathly quiet. You could hear a pin drop. And they took their rope off my neck and they allowed me to stumble and stagger back to the jail, which was just a half a block away.
James was miraculously saved from the white mob in Marion, Indiana. The sheriff suspected that Cameron was innocent and saved his life. Many hundred lynchings later, in Jasper, Texas, 1998, it happened again. A small mob of whites took the law into their own hands. It was Eastern Texas, a haven for white power extremists, where the Ku Klux Klan still wields power.
Why are these Negroes staying here to be defeated? I don't know. I've always wondered that. Why are they going out of the way to come to a white area around to be offended?
The case brought a landmark decision, sentenced white men to die for the killing of a black man. The prosecutor of the case doesn't believe that this lynching will be the last in the U.S.
No, it's not. It's caused far less perpetration.
It's kind of off because the siren had all the blood.
But it's not over.
It's shrapnel, though.
I'm with you. I'm here in Jasper. We were segregated. There were no blacks in my high school. Across the street.
I mean, they drove straight or made a U-turn
thing.
It would be
colored section. Balcony. One walking downstairs, and I recall an old doctor's office across the street, and it had the colored waiting room and the white waiting room. That was as late as midnight to the 70s.
Cameron was sentenced to 21 years in prison for crimes he never committed. He served 5 years. The Jasper case doesn't surprise us. The problem still exists, but on a much smaller scale. At home in Wisconsin, Cameron has opened a museum where the cruelties against blacks over the years are displayed.
This is the Holocaust, Mr. Smith. That's our Holocaust, just like the Jewish Holocaust. I got this idea for my museum when I was traveling over in Israel following the path of Christ. I went in the Jewish Holocaust Museum, the Yad Vashem, and that just floored me. You walk in that museum and you see the wall murals. It looks like you're walking into the building itself. You see the ovens, the gas chambers, the bodies stacked up like cordwood. You see the pits dug out with bodies in them. You see people standing on the edge of the pit ready to be mowed down by machine guns. So they fall down and they're just done. And it just tears apart. And when I came out there, I told my wife, I said, honey, we need a museum like this in America to show what has happened to black people and freedom-loving white people who've been trying to help the city since they've been in this country.
All right. I'm going to go ahead and stop it right there. Now, shouts out to the brother. As you can see, you know, when he told the story, he endured a lot of chaos that he didn't even ask for. Now, mind you, you had children at these, you had women at these. Now, we have to ask ourselves, what make a person want to have this thought in their head? And like most people, you'll run to the Bible and say, oh, we're God's people. That's not God's people. Look here. There's a one time where God ain't going to be implementing none of this. But I'm going to tell you why. We're going to bring up something called, and by the way, they did a mural for the sister. They did a mural for her, and as you can see, here it is right here, but they did a mural for the sister who lost her life and her baby's life over some shillings because somebody murdered her husband with a false illegal lynch.
That's crazy.
But she had to lose her life
for it. Hey, Mr. Freeman. Hey, thanks for joining us today, my friend.
Now, mind you, we're going to go back to this right here, okay? Because when you see right here where it says the Harrison Narcotic Act of 1914, we're going to peek into this, okay? It says it was an act, a United States federal law, which regulated the tax and taxed the production and distribution of opiates and coca products, which means they okay y'all to get high. Here's the bone crusher, okay? Here's the bone crusher. If people are being slaves or have to work at somebody's plantation, when do they have got time to do this? But
what's the way you work?
But who was doing it was a lot of middle class women.
My husband was out working.
Right. They were doing it. And they was enjoying it. Matter of fact, if you go back to the cowboy Wyatt Earp, hit the woman who he was kicking it with at first, she was hooked on morphine, drinking the bottle. We're going to dig up some of these things in the 1800s. This is 1914, but we're going to go to the 1800s, baby, okay, and pull up some logos. Now, here it is. You see children, and it says cocaine toothache drop. And you wonder why you see these, you wonder why you see kids here on the scene looking at this. Because their parents got them hooked on the cocaine.
Because giving it to the children in their medicine, medication.
because originally his original Coca-Cola. That's the cocaine that used to be in it.
And you see what it says right up on the Coca-Cola? It says it relieves exhaustion. Now, exhaustion can be tired. Because when someone says I'm exhausted, that means you're tired. So something that's going to relieve the exhaustion means it's going to give you some pep. It's going to make you move. It's going to give you a little groove in your stride. Coca, hence the word Coca-Cola.
And not just that, King, but these different types of products they had out there. And look at the logo, man.
And that's a pill box now.
You see what I'm saying?
That's a pill box.
But it's called MIDI. Look at the logo. It's a rising sun, man. How you gonna sit here and put the logo of the ancient world on this thing and then want to sit here and pump the drug in?
And there's so many products that carry that same logo to this day.
And like I told you before, the ancient culture world, there were certain groups that was into that cocaine in South America. The Champa tribe, they was knee-deep into the opium in South Asia. Okay, so you have to understand why are these people acting so brutal towards us, because look what they're taking and putting in their body. You see what I'm saying? We have 45% alcohol, and it has cocaine in it. Come on, man.
And ether. They cook the cocaine up with the ether, okay? It's the alkaloid, okay? It combines it. I might be talking to you.
Nah, but you're right. That's chemistry.
Yeah.
But who would know about growing the plant unless somebody from the ancient world was growing the plant? You see what I'm saying?
They got that formula.
So, you know, here it is again, the old cowboy era days, poison, 100 tablets, and what you see right here. Heroin. Come on, man. These people are sitting here on
hydroxychloride. So, come on, man.
These people are on pure drugs.
And it tells you, it says poison. So I guess if you can OD on this stuff, you know?
Here's another one. This one has alcohol, cannabis, and a little form of other form of that like morphia and sulfur. So with that being said, man, these people had these other group of people on that stuff. Now, who would sit here and benefit from this, and why is the federal law trying to regulate it as far as taxing people who produced it and who distributed it? You're letting your citizens get put on drugs, but here's the act right here. Okay in it. The Harrison Narcotic Act of 1914. Okayed it. And you wonder around this time, who else was looking? Asia, with the sick man of Asia, when Great Britain robbed them of all their treasure. They had them people on opium. Same thing. So, I mean, you know, you wonder why somebody who would have this type of brutality and then want to bring kids, they're smiling and everything, hee hee ha ha, it's fun, it's funny. No, it ain't. As a matter of fact, the sad thing about these people who want to bring their kids to, you know, all this stuff here and everything, this middle class, you can see they're middle class, they're not dressed like hobos. Here's another one. You can see they ain't got no rags on them, okay? They ain't catching a train from place to place. This is a middle class district, but the middle class was on cocaine. They was on heroin,
watching people get hung, lynched. It's like, and dare I say, like when some of those niggas go to the club to a point, you know, we gonna smoke with one, gonna get off on us a little drink before we get out.
But somebody will pop their pill.
And then you got some people out there who pop them beans. Know what I'm saying? Half a bean on the scene, if you know what I mean. One time, Kodak Black.
See, and that's what I mean, you know. Here's another heroin label, you know, for another company that was making money. And this is Bayer. Bayer J, you see it right there, B-A-Y-E-R. And that's a headache pill you used to take in the 80s and 90s.
And still take it to this day.
And that got opium in it, heroin.
And they tell you, When the doctor tell you, when you get on an aspirin regimen, it's connected to your heart. So they even say, do not take your aspirin regimen until you consult with a doctor, because see, that's a buildup of a certain element, and it produces a lot of chemicals within the heart, and it's supposed to keep the heart from going out of whack, kind of keep it like, you know, on that level of, you know, hey, you are right today, or you are not right on today, but who knows? And aspirin is dangerous. Aspirin is poison. It can't kill.
It
can kill your ass.
Now, another thing, too, here's an imagery of the Asian during the 1800s. And they also had some drawings of this in the 1800s when the Asian man came over here to help build a railroad. You see, now, Pete Gaines, the Asian had to, you know, get their little money up while they're making their railroad money and getting their hustle on. And, you know, the next thing you know, one of the other groups out there tamper with that thing, now it becomes a bigger issue. But long story short, after the Asians were dealing with it, the middle class had it too.
Mm-hmm.
And again, who you see out here in the middle of the lynch? Middle class. Brothers wearing top hats out here. You see? People dressed looking sharp. You see? So, I mean, you know, at the end of the day, if you have the proper clothes in situations like this, they're going to hang somebody. You know? But if you have some proper clothes.
I mean, it looks like they're going to take us down.
Yeah.
Look, listen.
Yeah.
I don't mean to just interrupt, man, but that's why I can't look at and watch photos or any.
But you have to understand, these people, brother, it's like you leave all the care for the slaves to crackheads. And that's what happened. That's what happened. With all the stuff you see, cocaine, heroin, opium, man, that's crack city, baby.
And then these people, and then being on this substance that poisons the mind, poisons the thought process, you go out and you carry out murderous intent and murder and mayhem.
But that's the thing, if you're on drugs.
And that's like the average drug head these days. They'll commit crimes, but you know, if you kill someone, it's a crime and a murder. But back then, they didn't think there was nothing wrong with it.
Okay, remember when you was a kid, right? And they had that one little candy, it was in a straw. It was break over the tip, and you're going to pretty much suck the whatever the powder was.
Mm-hmm.
Now, here you see the dude right here. They got a picture of him with the same type of thing. Now, here you see cocaine candy.
Imported by
Brazil.
And this is for a child.
5 cents. Easy access.
Guaranteed to Denton that sweet tooth.
Now, here's another one. Look at what the ingredients is, okay?
4 pounds.
Concords.
Concords, which is good. Spinach.
Mushroom,
which is a hallucinogenic.
And poppy,
which is another hallucinogenic.
And
hemlock, which is another hallucinogenic.
So here it is now. You got kids doing drugs, and you wonder why they at the disco, you know what I mean, having the ball with it. Smiling about it.
And guarantee you, that little fella right there, when he went home, guarantee you, he, listen, man, I'm talking about, if they had video games on that time now, he would have been hanging niggas all goddamn night long.
Brother, to sit here and see somebody get certain limbs on them hacked off and then they get burnt alive. I mean, come on, man. The brother head is still on fire, man. It's still on fire.
Can you blow that up? Can you
let me see
blow that up? want the people to get a real view, and even on the devices that you have at home, I know you can pinch your screen in and out, tap on it, or however you got your settings. But I want him to blow this up, and I want y'all, and listen, and we talking to the ones who really care about knowledge and wanting to know where all this hate and stuff. You see this here? This man, they chopped off his right arm up to his elbow. Okay? That's chopped off.
That's hacked.
That's hacked. Chopped off, hacked.
And then you got this one, the leg itself is hacked.
And then the other leg, and he's been cut off by the just below the knee. Okay? Just below the knee. A little bit farther from the knee area. And then they left his other arm intact. And, you know, whatever wound he definitely suffered in his head and some sure shit was cracked wide the fuck open.
And in addition to that, you can see here at the bottom of the portion of the picture, children. Right there, forced to see.
And these are little brothers and sisters here.
The white people.
No, not right here.
Yeah, they're just white people. They're just shaded.
Oh, okay.
In bad shape in the camp.
Okay.
But trust me, they ain't had no black kids there unless they next in line to get home.
And they just witnessed a lot of them, they fathers, mind you. A lot of these children, they couldn't comprehend it, and, you know, a lot of children cry. A lot of them, I don't want to go, Daddy, I don't want to go. But as soon as they get back, one of them a little candy, cocaine, and tell them that this is part of your heritage, this is what you got to get, this is what you're supposed to do, they get out there, and the more and more they see these killings and violence against other human beings, the more and more they're pleased and comfortable.
But see, that's my name too, man. Why I gotta take all these children? You see what I'm saying? But it goes to show that that was a middle class culture. They got high.
And mind you, middle class. This probably had nothing to do even with the most wealthy, even though I'm sure the most wealthy had to come from some state of being in mind.
But now you know why. You know, if someone would get home because they claim they're with the white one, when she might have been pregnant by somebody else for giving that thing away because she's busy prostituting or cheating behind the husband's back. See, and again, drugs was heavily accessible to middle-class men. I say again, why did the black woman have to breastfeed your baby?
You was polluted.
Polluted.
High all the time. You can't feed your child no drug titties.
So
he can't have that.
That gives more concrete evidence to this situation.
And I mean, we don't care. Our sisters don't carry our children to damn near adulthood. It's not adulthood because y'all was so busy humping around and getting high.
Now, matter of fact, take a prime example, Rosewood. Rosewood.
What happened down here in the deep south? When we say deep south, we in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Miami just up the way. So, yeah, deep south.
And Rosewood happened because of someone claiming that famous old, you know, lie that somebody raped a white woman. When no damn well, she was prostituted and she was on them drugs. And we got the evidence to show that they were on
them. And another person of her same Caucasianness took us stuff.
I mean, you know, it is what it is. Or she got pregnant by the dude and she didn't care about him that minute.
And she was probably mad too.
That's what I mean. So she come home pregnant. Oh, what happened? I got raped by see what I'm saying?
A nigger. A nigger.
See? And then all of a sudden, somebody got to get pointed out because of a Halloween lie. Somebody got to get hung because of a Halloween lie. This girl's on drugs. Out there slinging her body, not giving a damn because she's too busy feeling good. You see? Mm-hmm. And then who got to lay the punishment? Right here. Right here.
I mean, if you remember anything that not only just made up some lie about him raping some white woman and shooting a white man, but these high hellhounds with all this madness stewing up in their head. Yeah, I mean, and you know what? And all that, and they was, and to me, they act like they was homos because they would cut the penises off of well endowed men. Like it's like when you're on this poison, on this drug. I mean, just like that, a crackhead, you would end up doing some shit that you would never have done if you didn't have that imbalance going on in your brain.
Addition to that, we'll take it to the crack era, okay? We'll take it to this crack era.
Which was harder than almost any era in America.
Correct.
So
correct. Correct. But again, you threw it at people with poverty, not the middle class who had it first. You see? So with that being said, I have to revert back to the first topic, which is, why would the federal government allow that type of regulation? Why would you do that?
Yeah, and mind you, these are elite. These are people who write laws. You see what it says? Federal law.
So why were they okay? Why were they okay? Why would they sit here and say, oh, it's okay to do this?
And drug a whole nation of different people of all kind of backgrounds and ethnicities.
Well, the thing is, when you take a look, you know what I'm saying, when it comes to cultures who America helped out, the one you're going to find real heavily is France. What I'm saying is, see how Hitler tore your empire of France?
And
then America want to come over there and aid. Why is it they want to aid them?
Mm-hmm.
Because they reverse right back to this date right here of 1856 to 1860. Opium wars, baby. Play with it.
Opium wars, y'all, from 1856 to 1860.
As a matter of fact, that's the second one. That's the second one. Was fought between who? The Queen and the British and the French, whatever you want to call them.
Now, if anybody out there that actually study war and like to know, Southern Root Radio here is going to be able to show you exactly what's happening.
Now, even better, if you drop it on down further, the Empire, European allies include Britain, France, and Russian Empire. You notice that the empires are sticking together. You notice that the empires are sticking together. Now it's got greater concession from China. Why? Because they pushing poison drugs on y'all dizzies on the surface, man. They pushing poison drugs.
And that man was trying to fight that shit out, but y'all want to hear the man.
So now here it is. You got this brother here, known to be the bad guy around the world.
Yeah, they're making him like he was the
bad. But what they're going to tell you is two things Hitler did. Actually, three. Okay? By him attacking France, we already spoke on that. That's one. Two, at the time when Portugal, the Empire of Portugal, was ramsacking the west side of North Africa, who came to the aid of North Africa? You'll never guess who. Right here. Right here came to the aid of North Africa. Why y'all niggas don't dig into it? Look what he's sporting. This stuff is in Egypt.
That symbol right there.
Both of them.
The swastika. Mind y'all got shit twisted when it comes to that symbol right here. Do your research on that symbol right there, and you'll feel better about yourself, damn it.
So, long story short, another campaign he did was when he at first had to lay off the tension of the Italian Empire trying to come in and tear Ethiopia, because what Hitler was trying to do was trying to preserve African treasure while he knew people was out there trying to rob for it. But because, and America was the one that put him in power, but long story short,
he didn't convert to what they wanted.
Thanks.
So the man, obviously the man actually had his own agenda.
In addition to that, Germany was the only group out there dealing with hydrogen power. Nobody else was in touch with that. They couldn't figure that shit out and couldn't understand it.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, they had a blip before them. So with that being said, here's how all this correlates right back to this point. All that what we went through correlates right back to the United States federal law aiding. Now, you got DARE out there, you know.
And her for no many years.
I ain't heard for them in a whole decade.
I think I heard a commercial from two
decades.
The crime dog before I heard anything from they started reacting.
You see, that's the thing.
Don't collect all that funding and money and shit and don't disappear from the goddamn network.
Now, mind you, these other distributors and manufacturers of the opium and other drugs, man, they had labs of this stuff. A factory of this stuff pushing it out.
Oh, man, I'm talking about shipments, man, big trucks.
And the thing is, man, one of the opium jars, if you could think of a whole old martial art movie when they just sit there and drink that wine in a little big-ass clay jar, and then smash it on the ground, man, that's how big the opium jar was. And that was just one of them. They had a factory full of them. So, again, you have to understand, why would your government, matter of fact, we just had a call not too long ago where the police sat there and wanted to get donations. We don't, for you helping them out, but they already get their own money from
that. Yeah, I got that call earlier. They called me asking me for donations, but y'all got so much donations already come to y'all, and y'all already got their own purse, you know what I'm saying, that you can dig out of. That's plentiful. It don't have no.
You see, again, why would they regulate this? Why would they let it roam free and say, no, you can't bring that in here? Now, you already put a law out to ban some of this stuff because why? You see that people couldn't do work to a basic satisfactory level because they want to go mill out and get high. But America, you don't want that set and say, we're number one through my 70s and 80s. Or how you supposed to get an athlete if they're on drugs? How you supposed to get a policeman or a firefighter if they're on drugs? And that's what it seems like the case is. A lot of these officers around here killing people, I guarantee you they own stuff.
Not only that, but ain't an officer supposed to get tested? That when does an officer actually go in to get tested?
They're supposed to have random drug tests.
Because you can't tell me.
They don't do it no more.
All them. Oh, they don't.
See, I don't see, because if that's the case, you would have had a situation where, in the court case, this officer went and got tested, drug tested. All the way they're going to have to find that they associate a drug issue tied to the
issue.
Right, other than that, they're not going to test the person.
That's crazy. Hey, y'all, that's something we need to push for. We need to push for a lot of officers being tested regularly, and it don't have to be because they're on a certain crime or they've been affiliated with something. They should be randomly tested.
Now, mind you, we've broken down how the mind was messed up with slaves, okay? Now, as far as that color, like I said, baby, you cannot sit here and get on the world about something if, you know, they have to bathe themselves or agriculture themselves. You know what I'm saying? So now what caught my attention was these meteorites. And I'm going to dig into the ones first in the ocean, okay? You see? And why would I bring this up? Okay, think about it, people. If you got something that came to your planet, it is now
all day long.
Now, these pictures I'm about to show you, let me know if you see any fish or livestock animals around it? Zero.
You don't see any life teaming or moving around that area.
And again, here's another one showing in the ocean as well. But, you know, as you can see, you don't really see no livestock around it. Period. So, you know,
that looked like a fish.
May, but then again, we don't know if that's the buoy that's tied to this thing here right now. So I don't know what else this line of sight to. Matter of fact, there's two. There's one here and there's one here. So obviously, they going down there research. Now, same thing here. Again.
That's a large container ship.
So now here's another one again.
No life.
No life.
You don't see any little nothing around that large crater that done hit the earth ocean.
Again, another one. And it just shows you the volume of a lot of this stuff as it takes off the way it takes off. Man, you have to ask yourself, if you sitting here bathing in the water and got foreign substance, what's your skin supposed to come out looking like? Let's just be honest. We'll even go with these here. These are impact from media.
Tree green enriched piece of land, and you can see the impact from that meteorite, how it scorched the earth. Nothing is growing there. Listen, everything else is fertile and green, millimeters away from that area, and everything else ceased to exist. Now think about that, y'all.
And the thing is,
no vegetation.
If someone bathes in something like this, what do you think your skin gonna come out looking like? You see what I'm saying? You got the same material that's here, but you see the impact of it. Now, trust me, there was water in the desert, but if someone go bathing in it, you know, we got ourselves a big damn problem on why people's skin resembles this kind of material.
And mind you, these meteorites hit, you know, some time ago. You know what I'm telling y'all? Some time ago. So even if erosion or being that this rock could have been so hot, you know, it can bore straight, it can go down. That rock is immensely hot. So it's going down. And when they do their research, they go down and down. Like my brother said, they are entrapping all these different elemental environments, whether they have on suits or not, and they're experimenting with these on objects.
Now, you see, this particular impact, there's some remnants of algae. It doesn't bear this decay process of settlement that you see on the outer ring. So, you know, this goes to show you that even something like that can impact water to make it flood. You see, here's another one. Again, the material is being pushed up in the air based on the impact of the meteor. Now, I don't want to say comet because it was a comet. Trust me, you have a big dent in the earth.
Yeah, but this is a meteor, right? Meteor. That's way bigger than a comet.
And the thing is, you got these. Let me see. Let me bring up another. I don't even see that one. And that was part three. Okay, here's another one, too. I couldn't bring up the image part today, but they gave a location to where one of them is, and you wonder why they get earthquakes tied to this range here. You got Cuba, and you got Puerto Rico over here in the cut. So, I mean, it goes to show you that things ain't reacting for no reason. Again, more algae inside of this.
And look how emerald dark green that algae is. That is some potent shit right there.
Yeah. Matter of fact, the pH level is somewhere around 11 or 12. But That's good algae. And it just shows you that the water broke down that metal and created that fungi.
Mm-hmm. That's good algae.
Same thing here. This is like it was an older one.
Yeah.
Because you can see how it's decayed, you know, from the
finally recognizable business.
Right. It's only a matter of time for, you know, something to get caught there as far as, you know, extra settlement.
Mm.
A sandstorm comes through. Okay, this is another one.
Oh,
here.
Wow.
And you can see there's a leftover remnant of the impact.
Yep, that's the...
It collapsed from the inside.
Yep, and that's the outside of the video, right?
Yeah.
That you guys see that's all hilly and bumpy. That's the ass end of it. So that area there is wild. Now that's foreign. That's foreign. That looks like some kind of metal, kind of crystallized metal or something. But that's foreign.
That's pretty much a aerodynamic of that particular lake. What it's called, an Ackerman Lake, and this was also hit by impact as well.
Yeah, that one left was that one looked like a lot of.
Now here's another one here, where it shows you again. You don't see the algae there, but it'll let you know that, you know, if you bathe in this, there's gonna be some consequences. If you cook food in there, that's gonna be some consequences.
Yeah, there are, I mean, if y'all look around that area.
No vegetation.
There's no vegetation. There's no animals or anything. I don't even think any animals live that close to that impact. They probably live on the other side, but you can see greenery over there. You see greenery over there, so I'm sure wildlife is over there. But in this desolate area, hell no, it ain't happening. Nobody.
It shows you that it was a hard impact because the lift of the edge is even higher than the other one. But, you know, these are different places around the world where the earth took a serious hit. And you can see remnants of a river right here.
Dried up.
It dried up, and then, you know, you got some other issues going on. Same thing here. It's zigzag. That's why I say earth don't lie. They're going to leave evidence to show you what was there. They're going to leave that evidence. Now, these are some of the materials they pulled up out of
those edges, those large pieces. And if y'all can look, like, none of this stuff, if you know stone and you know masonry and stuff, you'll look at it and say, nah, I never worked that kind of material before.
Now, mind you, this location has two impacts.
West and East.
So, you know, that means that something broke off.
Yeah.
And it just hit the same location. Again,
wow.
This is another one. And you got to see the vegetation there. But it's a good thing that, you know, we see life there. It's just a sad thing that, you know, we being robbed of the truth of what's going on. Now, come next week, King, I'm going to wind up bringing some of these Roman numbers or Roman alphabet to show you how that's tied to frequency. And when I bring up some of these old pictures back up, you're going to see why you have certain things at a high plane because they create the energy from a low plane.
You know, and I love that thought process. You know, speaking on drugs and how they were allowed to decimate a society in its entirety, you know, I read a piece about the Japanese plane fighters and, you know, listen, do you know these guys will get doped out on opium before they fly out? They literally, listen, I read it. They smoked opium. They was on opium. They was on morphine, opium, and they would go out and have a flight. That's no different from a honorable death where the guy takes the little, I want to say the knife that he uses to cut open his belly.
Okay.
I forgot what that ceremony is called.
That's a common sword.
Yeah, and exactly. And that can, for those kind of, that's an honorable death. You know what I mean? And so just think about it. If you're out in these large planes and you on this drove and you bombing and shooting one another, you have no fear of anything.
You know what? It reminds me surprised me too. It would explain also why you had some of the death in the Civil War between the Confederate and the Union. Because the soldiers were hot.
It was
the
hot, man.
Was the black soldiers.
And mind you, but unfortunately, let me correct you, my brother. A lot of them were strung out on opium. A lot of Paris, even when they, but a lot of them when they got back here to the States, they were so drugged out.
Mm.
They, you know.
Yeah, and you wonder why they were sitting here having so many babies. Boy, look at
you. You know. It just these kind of things should make you think to yourself like
how would you process 20-something kids knowing you can't be accountable? Why sit here and give a whole bunch of people access and dominion over other people and they crack it? It seems like every religion is made with the drug. You see what I'm saying? You had a Buddha, his is tied to opium. You had Muhammad, his is tied to opium. Krishna, hers is tied to opium. Jesus tied to wine. Get drunk however you need to. I mean, what we doing here? What we doing here? And I'm doing even better to raise the stakes. Since you want to be religious about it, ask yourself on which day they made vegetation. Why the opium, the cocaine, and the heroin, and the coffee bean had to be made.
And my big brother, little brother just showed y'all they put this shit as a commodity. You buy it. Your babies can suck on it and get rid of that sweet tooth and watch a nigga hang from a tree.
And laugh about it.
And it's almost, no, it is a different, but it's almost different, no different from when your little child say, "Ooh, mama, I want to go back and do the swing tomorrow and swing with Jeffrey and them." Little brother want to see another hanging. "Ooh, I want to see another nigga hang, mama."
Now, mind you.
And he on drugs. He's on dope.
Now, mind you, time of the 1800s, what religion was over?
Say it again.
So, you know, again, middle class, I still point the finger because why? We can revert to Selina Hastings, and this is the sister who taught the first black preacher and indoctrinated. Okay? This woman here indoctrinated the brother and was. Hold on, I need to get something right. Oh, shit. All right. Here she is. That's her right there. Selina Hastings. That's the one who doctored the first black teacher. And she was up there in Massachusetts, but she was going back and forth to London. Again, the middle class dealt with opium. So, you know, again, you can see it clear as day. What does it say? Countess of Huntingdon.
A Huntingdon. That's a serious last name. You hear me?
So, you know, that she's part of somebody's house as far as house of nobility.
Yeah. A Britannia. You see that?
Over Canada.
You see that?
Britannica.
Mm-hmm.
So, long story short, she indoctrinated, and again, they had to revert to another way of getting opium out for the world. Okay? But this is why we don't have a thumbs down the religious world, because why? Look what they do. You raping the kids and you sit there getting people high. And you're breaking up home because you're having sex with the wife. You know how many preachers in Africa that got killed because they was got caught having sex with somebody else's wife?
That shit is a no-no, man.
And guess what they do to the woman?
They kill her.
They chop her.
Yep, kill her.
They chop her.
That's betrayal.
So again, you know.
That's betrayal.
They also hang the dude or not. They'll sit there and beat him, just burn him alive.
Yeah.
But again, this culture that dealt with okaying the drug And then all of a sudden, you bring in Selena Hastings in that situation. It was a perfect remedy for sitting here bringing in the word belief and make you want to chase that damn book because of stuff that they allow you to have access to. It was like a Down syndrome, a depression. But by you reading the book, and some people who couldn't read, you know, they was ass out. But this is a situation that we had ran to as far as having a cross-reference to Lincoln and cross-reference to drugs, and at the same token, who located. So again, why would your federal law be tied to drugs when y'all supposed to be around here snatching brothers up from bringing it in? You okayed it during this era, but you don't want to okay it anymore because you done got the money off. You're going to find out who the inside source for as far as them getting access to the manufacturing company. And that's the key thing to this. So now that we have that in perspective, you have to ask yourself, is the federal, the military, and NASA all tied together? You ask me? Yes, they are. So again, I wouldn't want to sit here and have somebody over me and they shooting the hair run or whatever else and then, you know, beat the shit out of my ass and hang me. But if that's a reason for it all, which I'm showing that it is because of the dates that all this stuff got okay, man, we can see why these people are acting stupid. And in addition to that, in the ancient times, you bathing in foreign stuff as far as with these volcanoes. Don't act crazy and say, you know, we wasn't bathing. That's bull garbage, man. That's bull garbage. If you migrate like our culture like to do, and we come near some water, you know what I'm saying? If you ain't got none, you going to drink. Or if not, you got to find a plant, like a cactus or something, you know, cut that up, or a big leaf, and, you know, get it from that early in the morning. There are ways of getting water, but if it's bacterial water, you bathing in it, there's an issue. They're like the same thing with the high ponds in the mountains. People bathe in that, but you wonder why, you know, X, Y, Z, and the color came out looking different. And even back then, they were on the open. So, I mean, you know, it's a perfect recipe for somebody to sneak in confusion just so they can capitalize.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? And with that being said, King,
mm-hmm.
you migrate.
Mm-hmm.
And your water supply getting low for travel. Which one you rather get? This or this? Blue water, clear water, no vegetation around it, saturated, or
I take that water
vegetation right. around.
I drink it all day long.
All right.
I travel with it on my bike. Boom, 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 boom.
And nature's showing you that because the vegetation and fungi is growing there,
it's
acceptable. But if you see in a situation where you see nothing around it and it's saturated, oh, it's at your own risk, baby.
Yeah.
It's at your own risk.
That's right there, bro.
It's at your own risk. And it ain't by accident that you just see settlement. Because the thing ain't trying to grow with shit that's on this planet. Because why? It's foreign.
It just doesn't compute.
That ain't beach sand.
So lame. That's burnt, rusted.
Leftover from the impact.
That area scorched everything. Nothing will and can grow there. That area that's around there, that's scorched. Nothing will and will never grow there.
But some people have to bathe it.
And it's not their fault.
A lot of people just went by the old custom when they were as a kid. And that's again, people being robbed of understanding each other. That's the biggest issue right there. People being robbed of understanding each other. You know what I'm saying? And all that I can sit here and say is if you got somebody who want to make a law to stop drugs, yeah, you made a law previously to allow it. Well, something wrong with you. How you expect your slave to do some efficient work if they messed up.
But that's the thing. They get them turned out. I mean, that was a terrible hustle. Not saying, you know, they should have did it smarter, but that was a terrible way to get a person to keep working, because they weren't paying them no money.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? They get you hired, and if you wanted that high, that dope, you're going to work your ass off, and at the end of the day, you'll get whatever portion of whatever you get plus whatever little food that you may or may not eat, because you on that dope so hard, you'd rather be high than to be full.
Mm. Now, I revert to the sister, or even whatever sister you want to call them. Here they are on the steamboat. You feel me? But here they are being prostitutes. You see what I'm saying?
And I'm talking about back in them. Y'all don't hate business, believe it or not. Y'all don't even got nothing going on how they used to have it on back in the day.
Yeah, them girls are up like five dudes in one night.
Listen.
Look at that. I keep throwing at them breasts all that dude's face. His head is already down. He out for the count.
And mind you, some of these women are dealing with high class businessmen and statesmen. Mind you, these weren't the dealers in your average winches back in the city area or town area. These women were actually on boats, and they would ride out, and they, mind you, they had them having two now. They had a woman run that shit.
Now mind you, this is when, what they call that thing, sexual transmitted diseases come heavily into play.
Oh, yeah. Dirty ding a ling.
You see what I'm saying? This woman ain't washing out her cooler on no steamboat.
No.
Because they ain't had no faucet for her.
Ain't know how dirty that dick going up in her. That dick been got, I'm talking about, man, that dick got so much dirt and sweat and 4 or 5.
Put all that stuff.
I'm talking about riding the shit out of horses. I mean, oh my goodness. Woo. Nearly.
But again, you can see just with the dress code itself, top hat. I mean, these cats looking like they were an Abraham Lincoln kind of hat.
Pretty on the upside, but they deadly on the inside.
So at the end of the day, man, I mean, here's a dude pushing the female down.
And she looked like she probably, you know what I'm saying?
He ain't care.
You know, he probably just got through serving them.
And look at this dude, he's so startled.
Like, oh, like, man. Didn't she just serve us?
Yeah, well, what does that mean?
You know? Like,
he ain't care.
Like you feel away now because you have to pay for a prostitute?
And here's some more. You can see by the way they dress, because they got their breast popped up as a sign of attraction.
Yeah, as a sign of I want to get with you. I'm interested in a business transaction tonight.
So, I mean, you know, even doing
the one that's a good time girl. and mind you, look at this old ass lay down here, y'all.
Arizona and New Mexico.
Look here. Hey, did y'all see this old ass lady that got
red light district of Southwest. Y'all probably the red light district.
Wow.
Them girls giving it, man. But again,
wow.
Here they are on the drill. Here
and
they are.
A lot of them, and most of them, if not all of them, well, drug paid, because you had to be high to go through what you was going.
I mean, even in the train, same thing, but, you know, it is what it is. These people have a history of, you know, cheating on their cousin or whoever. They call it, the dude called himself being, you know, Lord of the Love, mm-hmm. while she out there, you know, got about 4 or 5 boyfriends.
And he come home and he don't know why his dick about to fall off.
Because he just goes back to a lot of the sisters who think that same way. You wonder where you got it from. You wonder where you got it from. And these are facts. But again, people doing their thing out there on the steamboats, prostituting, even during the Al Capone era, where he dealt with syphilis. Not, well, he got syphilis, but he dealt with the booze industry as far as the connection with France, because France was actually running Canada. So Frank was dealing with pushing alcohol, and it was also pushing opiates.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, you know, a situation that needs to be looked at heavily. Now, here's another one here. Oh, that's the same one. Oh, look at this here. Well, stuck that leg out there for him.
Yeah.
Come holler at me.
About it, back in them days.
That's your Civil War.
Yeah, that's no different from some of the girls now who I have around. You got the best girl, you know, which, you know, a lot of guys like that one girl that you come through and she can get so many Johns in one night. The other girls get jealous of her ass. So she, you know, she got that, what they call it? That WAP.
She got that good stuff.
She got that WAP. That WAP. That good. That wet ass pussy. That WAP.
Oh, wow. Here's another one in the poker game at the saloon.
And mind you, that's where they at. They, you meet them in the bars. You meet them. You
on
meet
the
them trains in areas where men congregate to have a good time or to make an exchange to go to the next spot. There was always a woman there to help you. Travel safe and light.
And see, a key thing is, again, even the Western era, how many people got hungry? It wasn't just black people. It was everybody. Asian people, all.
And occasionally, you know it or not, occasionally, they kill their own kind because, you know, any traitorism that they feel, you can get it too.
I wonder if this right here is a good time girl for the show Colorado.
Yeah, she was you can tell she was a good time girl back in the day. You can look at her.
Give it up.
She was listening. Mama, listen. And look like right now she can probably put it on somebody. I seen Dola look at her and say, yeah, I take that number.
No. Good.
But yeah, you could tell she was probably one of the ladies who endured those times as well.
Yeah, again, like I said, they had a number of steamboats out there in those areas. And like I said, you had the drug that was the middle class. But the fact that the middle class had it and was tearing up everything else with it, it became a problem. And the sad thing is, these same type of people got played with the drugs. You know, there's an old saying, what can make you can break you. And sure enough, they got broke. They tell you why, because if you get a prime example of Hatfield and McCoy. They were feuding with each other so much, one of the family members chose not to pay the taxes on the property.
Mm-hmm.
Man, they came and snatched that up, man.
Okay.
Snatched it up. So, you know, again, because you get so enraged with drugs, you forgot the process of thinking and getting your stuff done that needs to be done. You know what I'm saying? Not do what you want to do.
Mm-hmm.
So here's a Chinaman right here doing that gold rush here. You see? And this was out in the West, in the Midwest. But how their stuff came over here, who made them do it? They own government. Deal with it, man. Take this shit over there and get them high. And they got us high in the 1800s. We're getting them high. And sure enough, both cultures got affected by it. Because black got hung in the South and whatever other territory. Meanwhile, you know, the Asian group over there, they lost a lot of their prestige that was tied to Africa and stuff to bow down to British. And this is a sad thing again. Like I said, you give a woman drugs and then a man who top hat start, you know, treating you like garbage, you wonder why you're in that position or situation. But again, you would have been in that position or situation if you didn't what? Doing what you were supposed to do. Not this here, heroin. Not this here, cocaine. And for y'all sisters out there who like to pop, the, what they call it?
Molly. Even prescription pills. Like, I don't think people crush up prescription pills and snort the pill, bro.
Snort the pill?
Bro, I don't think, I'm talking about crush the pill up, bro, and snort it. Man, I kid you not.
Well, here it is right here showing you a tunnel of
some major level of comfort to deal with that. I mean, I had a couple of surgeries that I remember I was on some heavy stuff. Let me tell y'all something, man. Dealing with pain and taking these kind of drugs, you're going to get so dependent on them so fast because every time you hurt just a little bit, you're going to reach for one of these pills.
Yeah. And they show that even Tylenol 3 has opioids.
And they don't condition you to wean you off these pills because once you get hooked, there is really nothing. They say, hey, well, let's get you off it. Don't get me wrong. They got hotlines now and all this stuff. But for the most part, before the opioid crisis was even recognized, tens of millions of people were already fucked up on this shit.
Mm. Were they?
I mean,
were they?
And I'm telling you, think about it. Tens of millions of people. That's a lot of people, y'all.
I mean, you have to realize you have some of these settlers in the 49ers going into Indian territory. And to also add insult to injury, hell, the Indians dealt with opium too. Ouch. For y'all out there who want to be related to money, have fun. The point being is, you know, if somebody want to lay drugs on people, you know what I'm saying, and they're trying to benefit for their own self, but where's that funding and money going to? And that's one thing we have to take a look at because, I mean, look here, if one medicine ain't worth, what makes you think the next one would? Real talk.
And y'all got to be careful with words like medicine. Come on, man. It's drugs.
That's it.
It's dope.
That's it.
It's not medicine.
Matter of fact,
medicine heals.
If it was if it was medicine, why you overdose on
it? Exactly.
You
can't overdose on medicine.
You can't overdose on something that's herbal that's going to hook you up.
Yeah, if anything, you know, you're going to be so herbaled up, so you know.
Your pH level is going to be up there.
Yeah, up there. You know what I'm saying?
But this is all chemical.
And you can die from poison.
And it's acidic.
And these kinds of drugs, it evaporates the water in your body. It sucks up all the water in your body.
Now,
it absorbs it.
There are several sites you can go to, rehab center, a couple other ones, and even they will express the same views that we've been telling you today as far as, you know, prescription pills.
And abuse and addiction, they can't call it. Yep.
And the stuff that's in it. So, you know, here it is right here. Matter of fact, we'll go to the opium withdrawal system, okay? And again, let me know if this sounds like them people in the mob who was hanging black people, okay? Let me know if this sounds like this, okay? Even in prescribed settings, codeine containing drugs may be inhibited forming due to a physical dependent prescribed use because of this or an instance of addiction. Withdrawal symptoms may occur should you suddenly stop using the drugs, such as, now if you stop using, this is going to get restlessness, anxiety.
I mean, you can't get your nerves.
Chills.
Cold and sweat.
Yeah. Teary eyes and runny nose. Decreased appetite. Insomnia. Muscle and backaches. Nausea. Vomiting and diarrhea. Now, again, I take it to them people.
That's it.
Who you sitting there, you see, they lynching people. Who's doing the work around their house?
Us.
Which means that because they was on that opium, look here, man, you had to go get supplies from the store. I got all that. But when you came home, who was doing the work? Not you. The slave was. You had somebody you had to depend on called the overseer who made sure it got done.
Which was another brother.
So again, what you doing with your time and your wife?
You ain't fucking your wife because trust me, you can't even satisfy with all that dope you on.
So I mean, you know, at the end of the day, this has showed us that the behavior that was done was based on people who were on drugs. They saw hurting people as entertainment, and they didn't care. And why they didn't care and why they were looking for entertainment, because that's what a person who get high go looking for. You'll go on TV, you're going to watch a Martin or whoever else out there, anything. And you'll get your appetite on, but guess what? When you get your appetite on, the stuff is so potent, your crap won't come out solid. It'll be loose goose. Pretty much. So, I mean, you got mechanical bowel movement coming out opposed to solid stuff. That means you ain't got something healthy in you.
Bioengineered.
So, I mean, the mob was always restless. The mob always had anxiety.
I mean,
the mob was always sweating. The mob always had a decreased appetite. They damn sure ain't leave the damn scene to go eat.
Come knock on your door.
We're going to see this thing right now.
Yeah. Your boy shot a woman and killed and shot a white man.
And in addition to that, here it is now. You have someone who has all those loss of appetite. And you might even say had about hundreds of people there. 200, 300, 400, 500 people easy to come see a hand. You know what I'm saying? And again, why it takes so many of them to make it happen? Because again, you're dealing with muscle and backaches. It's also show why they couldn't do the labor around, you know, the house. We had to do it. You know what I'm saying? So at the end, the only thing left after this is when they get older. That's when you'll get the yawning, the sweating, the chills, the teary eyes, the running nose when they reach a certain age, the nausea, the vomiting, the diarrhea. They die with pain because their body is polluted with drugs.
And that's why they were dying young, too.
Yeah.
They would even die at old age.
Matter of fact, Doc Holliday.
Yep.
Doc Holliday is a prime example.
That boy was drinking liquor and morphine. He had cancer.
Yeah.
And he was drinking a concoction of rye whiskey and morphine.
Mm-hmm.
So if y'all even looked at the movie with what's the name who played Doc Holliday? Val Kilmer.
Yeah, Val Kilmer for
he was Doc Holliday's own,
and you had Dennis Quaid for Wyatt Earp.
Mm-hmm. I'm talking about that boy was on that. On that dope, and you will see. And if you look at the old Western movies, like the Western movie, you'll see a middle-aged man drinking and sick and stuff. And Paul, take your medicine. And they always bring them this elixir that was coke, morphine. It was a mixture of several things, y'all. And it was dying young because they had taken these drugs from whenever they was able to take them, and it broke their bodies.
Now, another thing, too, you know, that reminds me of what, you know, the Western was about.
Yeah.
You know, the good old Western. And now, mind you, this is what the average, I don't know if they had cameras to fit that scenery. More like they didn't, because the first camera that came out was like somewhat late 1700s. But they're actually going to catch a footage of Western details in that opium regime.
Mm.
Man, look at him, boy. These people ain't dressed this way for no reason. They wasn't sitting here robbing people and killing people and all this other stuff for no reason. This girl ain't holding this Dixie Mason in her hand ready to blow your head off. You see, she got the shotgun ready, locked and loaded.
Mm-hmm.
How you want it?
Boy,
why would you ever have something like that? Because you have to worry about somebody trying to come into your house, break in, you know, X, Y, Z. That's the kind of world it was back then. That's the kind of world it was back then. But again, here it is, middle class, getting opium into their lives and losing money. You see? So, again, even during the Western era, it showed the same thing. And that's one thing we have to take a look at, is opium being applied to this era. Look at, here go another lady with a gun. I mean, they right with them. He don't know what it is.
Mind you, they out there high as hell.
Ready to shoot somebody.
And shoot somebody. Come on, baby. Come shoot you a nigger. Come on, and we're going to kill us a nigger today. But mind y'all, listen, we not spreading hate or you know, these kind of talks where people say, oh, you're being racist. No,
We just showing y'all connected to things that me and family are being affected. And if you want to do something about it, here is proof that the same set of settlers, whatever you want to call them, they just did what they did.
Look at this. They dancing with each other.
Oh, and you can and guarantee you, they was butt-fucking the dog shit out of each other, too.
Look here,
be real with you.
Like I said,
that's coming later on.
Come on, man. This ain't no Halloween. It ain't no Halloween, but we comprehended that in order for you to sit here and make drugs, you got to extract it from the plant. In order for you to extract it from the plant, you got to have water to make the plant.
And mind you, whatever source of water that was using, all that stuff matters, you know.
Yeah.
All that stuff matters. You just don't get water and say, oh, well, it's just regular water. Motherfucker, ain't no such thing as regular water.
So, I mean, you know, we hope that this situation that we brought to y'all today enlighten some of you. I know a lot of you out there, you know, and I'm not talking about the group who deals with the I don't care stuff. What I'm simply understanding and want to comprehend to be known is, look here, if these people really cared about their own princess, why would they let the princess become, you know what I'm saying, caught hooked on the dope?
They're giving babies as far as thieving age.
Cocaine.
Literally rubbing
cocaine.
Powdered cocaine
on that baby.
On your baby's teething gum.
So he don't feel the pain of it. He's busy getting hot.
And mind you, if anybody ever used cocaine before, this is for people who actually use powder cocaine. You put that shit on your lip. I put it in your mouth like this, huh? Your whole mouth get numb. And if it was just as important, children that were using this stuff, I'm sure a lot of them died as well.
Yeah, overdose.
Restrict them from
because the mother ain't want to hear the baby crying.
Yeah.
And how many times we done seen that happen when a mother killed her child or the stepdad killed the baby or the dad killed
the child?
It's fine. Something as simple like you can't pick the baby up and, you know, bounce around a little bit. Oh, no. You can't feed it. Oh, no. Why? Because you brought your me, myself, and our world, and that only came from this era where people was on drugs. Period. They on drugs. They only going to be concerned for their own satisfaction. And that's where that syndrome comes from. Somebody being concerned for their own satisfaction. You can't supply and make them happy what does make them happy. And you can only imagine how many fathers, you know, lost their wives to drugs.
Especially during those times there. And when you were speaking earlier about our brothers fighting over there in the different wars and stuff, a lot of brothers came back. A lot of their women didn't know they were junkies. You know, on dope and stuff, having babies left and right, and leaving women to fend for themselves because they were so strung out on these drugs, man. They went out, don't get me wrong, try to defend, try to make money, make ends meet for the family and stuff, but you can't be out there on drugs and selling drugs.
Nah, because you ain't going to get nothing out of it. Some of the money you get, you're going to go and get your fix.
You're going to get your fix, and trust me, I know a lot about them times there because it was the era I grew up in, like, listen, in the 70s, man, and the early 80s, it was like, that late 70s and 80s was no joke. The 70s up to the early 80s and stuff was no joke.
But you can also see why cops were doing a lot of killing.
It was hot.
They were getting hot.
They was fucking hot. And they getting hot to this day.
Yes.
And they getting hot.
You run yourself to Dunkin' Donuts and get you, you know, a coffee or whatever, homeboy. You're going to be smelling that poppy seed
hey,
from that baby.
Hey, I'm going to tell you not. I don't even see police up in those cars, you know, those donut places like that. Now. I don't even see that. Back in the day, you used to see police out in the donut area, boom, boom, coming out, whatever, you know, they call it one up. Nah, them boys got their little nip-nip. You know what I mean? Catnip. They got their little nip-nip. Yeah, man. I mean, it's plenty of officers. That have been, and matter of fact, we're going to come back and do a piece on that.
Mm-hmm.
They did. There were some officers that have been caught, you know, high.
Yeah,
there have been some officers actually caught high. And being that Big Brother, Little Brother just mentioned earlier, that they don't even do random checks. They don't even do checks. So now you can get killed by a person who's a fucking alcoholic.
Yeah.
You know?
And you wonder why they sit here and just react the way they react when they do something wrong. But I mean, you know, I remember this era here, the crack era.
Yeah.
I remember this right here.
Yeah.
A lot of the black people who could have been smart. They were smart teenagers. That's why they leave.
Oh, man, youngest, 10, 11, 12 years old.
Look at that.
And he's doing the needle.
Yeah.
He's doing that on the top
of syringe.
A syringe on the top of his wrist area where you got that big vein at right there.
We got him gone.
And look, this woman here, Texas, I mean, listen, can you imagine what she probably was?
Could have been. I mean, look at all them needle spots she got on her wrist, man. I mean, that thing is caked with dots because she's been shooting up.
And mind you, she's shooting up so often, so much, till she has to find other areas to use because those areas have been used so much that they get, you know, the skin, you can't poke it no more.
Let me ask you, do you know that actually has to be sometimes a blood clot can form if they keep poking the same area?
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
If you ever gave blood or plasma, which I gave plasma several times, as even they got a hole right there.
Mm.
As plasma and the blood flows out, it separates the plasma from the blood and then it puts the blood back up in you. I suffered everywhere.
That's what it was. I knew it was Billie Holiday. I knew it was Billie Holiday.
Oh, wow.
I knew it was Billie Holiday. But long story short, a lot of our people in the jazz arena lost their life to overdosing, man.
Because even back then, you know, our jazz greats and other musicians and comics and stuff, you know, they were, back then, they used to like to smoke a lot of reefer.
But again, she's middle class.
And those drugs like that, especially after, you know, you got into the 80s, late 70s, 80s, cocaine was a rich man's drug.
Mm-hmm.
It really wasn't even a middle-class person drug. You actually had to be a rich person
to get cocaine,
so it was so fucking expensive.
Yeah.
So, you know, opium and certain drugs like that kind of died down a little bit, but then it was only used by certain sets of people.
Mm-hmm.
And with our people, you know, marijuana, but then when the crack era came in, that wiped us out. Even the opium didn't even wipe us out like that.
No, it was the crack.
It was the crack.
It's not the strongest drug. And from that, you know, a person looking like that.
It was a crack. And that, listen, I've had family members. When I tell you family members close to me, I'm talking about like family.
Mm.
And listen, this stuff will have you, just like opium and all those other drugs, this stuff will literally have given away your children, sell your child in a prostitute yourself out without a doubt, kill, maim, murder, take all the food out your house. Don't put no food in your home. Don't pay no rent. You become a irresponsible person damn near as soon as you smoke that shit.
Another thing, too.
And this is the guy right here who was a crack baby or something.
Mm.
Crackhead carnival. Wow, and look at the thing on it. What is going on with that, man? That's a child.
Yeah.
Who probably was a crack child, and you can see where it. Oh my God! And you can look at his tongue, bro.
Yeah.
He got something.
It's not formed right correctly. We can clearly see that. Just like the same.
And these are crack babies, y'all. And honestly, to be real with y'all, you know what? Do me a favor. Pull up crack baby. I want our viewers to like. I want y'all to see. Not only did it get the adult, but it took the next generation, generations behind them. And I want y'all to see what a crack baby would look like. Look here. Look at this baby. The child mouth is all deformed. The eyes look like they're going to be big and bulgy. I mean, look at this child here. Underweight. Oh, my God.
There's another one.
Look there. Look there. Got skin like an old man. Look at the baby toes. Look, I mean.
It ain't got no baby fat on it. Hardly any.
I mean, that's skin. That's all skin. You could pull that baby skin right there. I mean, y'all, this, and mind y'all, a lot of these children, I mean, millions of these children died, y'all. It ain't like they all survived. You know, I've known people who were crack babies when they was coming up, and, you know, they do carry some physical scars.
Yeah, no, that's but that's unnecessary pain being born that child for no reason. But I mean, a lot of them got to be an incubator.
Because in the 80s, I mean, thousands of children were being born addicted to crack.
Yeah.
Thousands. When I say y'all, thousands, hundreds of thousands. I mean, but a lot of them died. Like, I mean, so y'all didn't ever hear.
So the thing is, if you were born in that era of crack, okay, and you got all these brothers with gold chains and Adidas. They're rocking their fashion.
Put y'all in that state.
Okay.
They help y'all get there.
Some of them with the Kango from LL Cool J.
And put all the boom and the bass in the car and the flip-flop paint and the sprinkles on the paint. Yeah.
So what happened to these brothers who was pushing this weight? Either they on it, either they dead,
or in car.
Or in debt. That's how that is.
And so, a lot of them own it.
So, again, it's like when I brought the video I had put on my Facebook page, a man was trying to talk to another rapper. He wanted to go get him an extensive car. And the man was like, look here, 20 years from now, people don't care about what you drove in 2021. What you buying that for? That's how you get used. That's how you become slaves. Same thing with a lot of the females out there who want to sit here and have a little fun, they cuckoo way, but here's the reason why you became cuckoo, because when all this interaction with slavery started happening, and these people were sitting here raping the slaves, you can see why your warrior mentality decreased.
Yeah, because you were made to be a Jezebel, a whore. They downgraded you to nothing more than being a servant until every whim and beck and call.
The sad thing is, man, again, if somebody would just burnt the plant and been done with it, you had to worry about it no more. But because all this goes on, you the same people who you saw, their ancestors were hanging up. Look at their babies. Look at their babies.
And
jacked up.
And their population is on such a serious decline.
Look at that. That like shit eat you for. Look at this one here. See? Abnormality.
From being a crack child.
Abnormality.
A crack baby. That's crazy.
Very much so. King, we got about 90 seconds left on the show.
Mm-hmm.
This was more enlightening than ever.
Mm-hmm.
Because we were able to cover a lot of bases and show how they all connect.
Connect the dots, baby. That's what we do.
If you learned anything, what did you learn today?
Well, I learned that a lot of stuff is more than meets the eye. You have to question those that stand next to you because they know something you don't know,
mm-hmm.
even about the history of what you come from and what has put you in the predicament where you are now, and are not willing to even pull you out.
Mm-hmm.
And these people look like you and me, and then other cultures. We still acting like we're not ready to make
progress. And that's the thing. The same people who put out here, can the children be saved? These same middle class and adults are the ones that's allowed this food. But, you know, this is why I sit here and pump it up to where I need to pump it up. and take it from there. But, you know, long story short, a person got to act correct with it. You know what I'm saying?
Nope.
All I'm going to say is action speaks louder than words. So the day the last word get heard, it's on.
That's all. Yo, this is Master Jumper and Master Jumper. I hope that y'all really got something. Both of these are going to be on Instagram and Facebook. Check out the video. That is your post. And you need to say that you're at the phone of one of the key candidates. How do you do this?
Believe that, but the college of scholarship in the South, just believe you better have Southern Roots Radio on your mind.
Yes.
We gonna show you stuff your eyes never gained before. I guarantee you.
And that's where you see Southern Roots Radio.
So again, yeah, you know, my final thought to the whole thing, if you wanna destroy information, don't sit here and go after the mad dog. Go after the person who trained that mad dog. And that way you got the whole enchilada, because I'm pretty sure a dog is the only thing he trained. He trained a whole too.
So,
okay. Okay. I have a hyena. Anyway.
What did he say?
All of them. All of them. You know, it's just like that. You are not a thing.
By the motherfucking Bobcat. 93 suckers want me to go out, throw the hoe out. Bitch, motherfucker, I'm rich.
Knocking on the door and says, your son is a murderer?
Maybe around the world. That way. And we still got time. That's a good thing, huh? Oh, shit. That's good.